or imagining I have. The gift affliction followed me, or was it guiding me, through my teens in 1980s suburban Virginia. The local TV station still showed The Wolfman on Saturday mornings, but I'd already read Gary Bradner's The Howling, so I couldn't watch Lon Chaney Jr. lurch around the Scottish countryside without wondering if he craved sex as much as murder. I would recontextualize lines of sitcom dialogue to suit darker needs, the way the surrealist would obsess over a single title card. Quote, "When he crossed the bridge, the shadows came out to meet him," unquote, in the 1922 silent movie Nosferatu. Okay, here comes the first footnote of this book, and this one's a doozy. Nosferatu looms over and lurks under everything I'm writing about here and in this book. I was 5 years old and living in Tustin Meadows, California, a point on the arc of my dad's military career postings, tracing a backward word balloon over the United States, starting in Virginia, up through Ohio, out to California, and back to Virginia. It was Halloween, and the local library had one of those kids' activity days where we made cookies and cut out jack-o'-lanterns and heard ghost stories. And one of the librarians, with nothing but good intentions, I'm sure, decided to show an 8mm print of Nosferatu against a wall. They blacked out the curtains, and the projector clattered to life and spit out what I'm sure the adults thought would be a harmless old spook show. That movie, F.